there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. For those rousing battle songs. They should help us be prepared to stand up for Jesus this week and for His name and for His word. They should also help us desire to tell others about the gospel so our neighbors and friends can be saved and be on their way to heaven too. Well, we have a faithful Bible Clubber with us again today. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Carolyn.
How are you today?
Fine.
Do you have another good song for us today?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's good. Let's hear it.
I know about where sins are washed away.
Thank you, Mindy, for that good song about the precious blood of Jesus and what He did for us on the cross. And now, here's the choir.
Yeah. Jairus was a fine man in the city. Everyone looked up to him. He was rich. He had a fine family. He was even a ruler of the synagogue. But when Jesus came to town and the crowd thronged around him, Jairus forgot all of his wealth. He forgot such great standing. He had to get to Jesus. He had to see him. He had to bring him to his home. Whatever was the matter of Jairus? Why, he was a sedate citizen. Why should he push through the crowd? Oh, there was one answer. He had one lovely child at home, an only child, a daughter of 12 years old. A beautiful little thing she was, and the pride of her daddy's heart. But she lay dying, and he knew there was no hope for the child, except this Jesus he had heard so much about, who had healed the sick in many places. If only Jesus would come, perhaps he could save his daughter's life. Oh, yes, boys and girls, there comes a time when you have problems nobody can solve but Jesus. So many people think they have everything under control. They have money, they have a fine home, they can run their family. But there comes a time when you get to the end of your rope, and no one can help but the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he sought Jesus in the crowd, and finally he found him. He said, "Oh, Jesus, come to my house. My poor little girl's dying, and I've got to have you come." And Jesus said, "All right, I'll come. Don't worry." And Jesus turned to go through the throng, and all of a sudden he stopped. And Jairus, I'm sure, must have wondered, why would Jesus stop at such a time like this, when every moment was important, when every moment made a difference in maybe the life of the child? But Jesus stood still. And then he said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples fairly dropped their arms limply beside them and said, "Master, you say that in a crowd like this, with everybody pushing and jostling and wanting to get to you, and you say, 'Who touched you?'" And Jesus said, "Yes, but this wasn't an accidental touch. Somebody touched me in faith, for I felt virtue and strength go out of my body. Now, who touched me?" And there, in the middle of a sea of people, one little lady came forward and knelt at Jesus' feet. "Oh, Master," she said, I didn't mean to bother you. I didn't mean to annoy you, but I..." And then the whole story rolled out, how she'd been sick for 12 years and so weak. She'd gone to every doctor until she'd spent all her money trying to pay doctor bills. She was sad and broken-hearted. But she said, "Oh, Lord, if I knew if I could just get to you, if I could just even touch the hem of your garment, I'd be well." And that's exactly what she had done. And Jesus looked upon her with great compassion, and he said, "Go in peace. Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Oh, what a thrill it was that day when that poor sick lady, broken and sad, came to Jesus and had her problems solved and her need met. But that didn't help Jairus. Come on. Oh, he wished the Lord would hurry. Why would he stand and take time with this old woman when his poor darling was at home dying? And finally the crowd started again, and Jesus moved toward Jairus' house. And then a servant from home met Jairus, and he said, "That's all right, Jairus. Don't bother the master any more. I'm ever so sorry, but your daughter's already dead." I'm sure it must have hit poor Jairus' heart like a dagger. I'm sure it was nearly broken, and Jairus didn't know what to do. And there, as he sobbed in the middle of the road, Jesus said, "Don't worry, Jairus. We'll go. Come on. Fear not. Only believe." And Jairus, blinded by tears, followed in faith the master as he went toward his house. Oh, what could Jesus do now? It was just too late, and all hope was gone. And when they got there, the professional mourners to hurry the funeral along had already come and stood in the yard around the house moaning and wailing, and Jesus walked right past all them. He said, "Fear not, she is only asleep." And that shows how fake their tears were, 'cause right in the middle they laughed and made fun of the Lord Jesus and laughed him to scorn. Now, no believers can get close to Jesus and see his mighty miracles. No mockers, no scorners can. And Jesus passed them all by. And he only let Peter and James and John go in with him, and the mother and father. And sure enough, there on the bed lay that precious little girl. Jesus walked in the room with only those faithful ones and her parents with him. And Jesus said to her, "Maid, arise." And you know, that little girl sat up, batted her eyes, and blinked, and stretched, and smiled and sat up. Oh, what joy flooded that mother and father's heart. They fairly ran to her and hugged her, and I'm sure there were tears of joy. And in the middle of it all, Jesus said, "Now give her some meat." Oh, you can't feed a ghost, boys and girls. She was really alive and well. Oh, what wonderful thrill it was when Jesus came to the house, and instead of death, he brought life. Oh, Jesus can bring the same thing to your heart today. Yes, you're dead in trespasses and sins. Not on the outside, you still have your life and can run and play. But on the inside, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, you're dead in trespasses and in sins. Won't you today come to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as your Savior, and in him have everlasting life? And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.